It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavura's Fine Wine and Liquor, Quality Sales Food Service, Ivory Jack's, and Hoodoo Brewery. Now your host, David Pruse.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced and broadcasted show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Pruse. This show is the local portion of a great food and beverage lineup that plays for you on Saturday evenings. KFAR gives you four great food shows in a row. We start with Fairbanks Foodies, followed by Grape Encounters. Then we have What's Cooking, and we finish, of course, with the Beer Guys. It's a great lineup of food and beverages. We here at KFAR take care of your palate on Saturday night. We have great sponsors for this show, the Hoodoo Brewery, Quality Sales, Gavura Fine Wines and Liquors, and Ivory Jack's in the Goldstream Valley, and I recommend you having their prime rib night on Friday. On this show, we will explore meals you yourself can make, food venues in Fairbanks, local restaurants to try, events you can participate in, and beverages you can create. This evening, we are going to talk with Tom Bartels, the owner, designer, manufacturer of House of Fire Pizza. How you doing, sir?
I'm very good. Very good, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for doing what you do. You brought a great pizzeria concept to Fairbanks. When did you start your first one there on University Avenue, College Road intersection?
We opened our first restaurant on January 11th of 2019, and I'm happy to report that we opened our second restaurant on
Friday.
That's correct.
Where's your second one at?
It's at 300 Old Steeths in the Northgate Square Mall.
What section there?
We are on the. We actually bookend the mall, so we're on the closest to the Steeths. Closest to Mini Street,
mm-hmm.
And we have a beautiful facility there that was just been renovated and. So looking forward to having and hosting Fairbanks and North Pole and all the surrounding areas for dinner or lunch. We're open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
How long did your construction build-out take? Well, from the day you said, I'm looking at a second store, when did you start that?
Well, I guess that conversation started probably before we signed the lease, July 15th.
Of course.
But once we locked in on the location, it has been a process to get, contractors and whatnot and material. So there's been several delays to the project. But I would say actively remodeling began by August 15th with demolition and so on and so forth.
So basically you had a 7-month construction period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Outstanding contractor, Ben Callahan and his crew and the subs that he hired to get the job done did an amazing job. We took a box, if you will, and when I say we, I need to mention Milan by Mozzi is my partner and his wife Nina, as well as Janet. And Ben Callahan took the building and just turned it into a beautiful location that I hope everyone will come by and enjoy.
Wow. You know, I've been in your one there at the University Plaza Mall, which is the mall on the corner at the intersection of University and College Road. And you started that one in 2019.
Correct.
And that used to be a coffee shop because you owned the North Pole Coffee and you took it from 3 people to 30 people over mm-hmm. the course of some years.
Yeah.
And then you decide to segue into food by mm-hmm. taking one of your coffee houses and turning it into a pizza.
Yeah.
Do I cut this down?
You're spot on, and I have.
I'm
to
not
give,
a stalker.
No. But I have to give credit to Milan, and the pizza was really his vision. He's my partner, and he comes from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So. Has a great reference point for pizza and actually attended college, if you will, some pizza college courses at in New York. And so we are a New York-style pizza, and the vision of pizza was his. And Milan and Nina, they are neighbors of Janet and and mine, and mm-hmm. that's how we got to know them. And then one thing led to another, and we had the location, and here we are, you know, 3 years later.
Yeah, well, the second one.
Yes.
Now, looking at your House of Fire pizza, mm-hmm. First of all, the first thing I noticed was your kiln, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a wow.
Yeah, it's a brick oven,
mm-hmm.
And it comes from Italy, and it has a rotational stone. So it's very unique in itself.
Mm-hmm.
The company that we purchased it from, is out of New York, and that's where Milan attended the pizza college. I call it pizza college. It's a week-long classes and whatnot. So,
pizza boot camp.
Yeah, yeah. And but it is a remarkable tool, and certainly enhances the quality of our product.
Well, then let's get into your product, because okay. You know, there's so many pizzas you can eat in a day.
And not so.
Well, that's luckily we have a week of days. Now, you know, I've had your Blue Hawaiian. And mm-hmm. now, when I saw you last week,
mm-hmm.
I said, you know, do you consider it a sin to put pineapple on a pizza? And your answer was perfect. Now, Fairbanks, this is a perfect answer from a business owner. He goes, I'll put anything on your pizza you want.
Amen.
And I accept pineapple on pizza.
Good. Yeah.
No, I thought that was the best answer I've heard yet.
Yeah. No, we have at least about a dozen signature pies, and we only offer our pizzas in two sizes, 12 and 16 inch. But we have about a dozen signature pies, and then of course we always offer the consumer the opportunity to build their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the build your own starts with the sauce and the shredded mozzarella, and then of course you can add to it the ingredients that you prefer. So
oh boy, well, okay. let's take a look at how you build your pizza. How do you make your dough?
So let me say this, that everything we do is scratch.
Yep. So
handcrafted. So
I could tell that. When I eat your pizza, I can tell that.
Yeah, so
that's a good thing.
We actually, dough is, I can't give away all the trade secrets,
no.
But I can tell you this, that the products and ingredients that we tested and settled in on, for example, flour, our flour comes from the East Coast. We actually had to convince the supplier to bring this product to out west, and that we committed to, you know, using up inventory on a regular basis, and we haven't proved to be wrong. But the flour was not available on the West Coast, excuse me, that we insisted on for our pizza dough. Having said that,
because you're going after New York style pizza, first of all.
Correct. And we wanted certain characteristics that weren't normal. You couldn't just find in these parts, if you
yeah.
will. And everybody's got a reference point when it comes to pizza, and so we wanted to make sure.
Yeah, my reference point is it's in front of me.
Perfect. But we wanted to make sure that our pizza was something unique, different, and certainly people that come into our restaurant that have come from the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
we hear numerous times how this takes them back to their childhood or takes them back home. This is the pizza I grew up on. And so we really feel like we hit a home run with regards to being insistent on our dough. And that's the foundation of a pizza, obviously. So,
whenever I bite into it, it's nice, refreshing. I'm not fighting through the bite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fighting through the bite.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crisp bite. Then you put on top of that your tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and that too was a special order product that we tried numerous tomatoes, And we settled in on lots of sampling when it comes to opening up a restaurant. As you can see, I mean, you can't see that through the radio.
There's lots of sampling when you have a Fairbanks foodie show too, as you can see.
But you know, the two bases, probably the dough as we talked, and then also the tomatoes, were two items that we were pretty emphatic on, and we wanted a certain profile for that because that's a base. You know, you got your flour for your dough. Then you got your red sauce, and that's your, you know, 80% of your pies are going to come with a red sauce. And so the base of your pizza, that was the foundation. And so we really searched hard for those. We bring our cheese in from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We have a special cheese, and again, through
our
suppliers. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ask me how I know about cheese. Italian, New York, okay.
But our mozzarella is right from the heartland of the dairy country in Wisconsin, and even though the happy cows may be in California, the good cheese is out of Wisconsin. So,
for whatever reason,
goodness. You know, our might also mention pertaining to our dough is that we cold ferment our dough, so the dough that you are eating has cold fermented for at least 3 days. So we're always forecasting out, and to your point, that's the experience that you enjoyed was a result of that cold fermentation.
Today's a Friday. We're going to make 800 pizzas, so on Monday we're making enough dough for 800 pizzas on Friday.
That's correct. Yeah. So space is an issue that, you know, you have to start managing, and so on and so forth.
Then you walk in, and the first thing you see is a guy tossing the pizza dough.
Yeah. We have some aggressive employees.
How? I guess my thought when I saw that was, how do they get to that point? Is there like the training period? You know, you're the...
Well, I can assure you that we don't train them to toss in the air. They start getting those on their own, and but it does. We invested a lot in the atmosphere of our restaurant.
Yes, you did.
We wanted it to be something unique that you could bring your family to, or if you and your significant other want to go on a date. It's you know, at 5 o'clock we turn the lights down, we put the candles out. That was all intentional, and of course we mimicked that same atmosphere to our new location. But when you get into the tossing of pizzas, and you know, that's our staff, which we so appreciate, kind of taking it to the next level.
You can't miss that. First, you know, well, he's tossing a pizza. you don't see that.
The entertainment factor is no charge.
Tip well, people. Fairbanks, with that, we are going to take a commercial break here from our sponsors. We have great sponsors. We'll be back after these commercial messages.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember, with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavoris has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavoris Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Football is back, which means your Sundays got even more awesome at Ivory Jack's with all of the games on. So swing in for breakfast with their amazing Eggs Benedict, with full breakfast being served until 4 p.m., even for Monday and Thursday night games. Or try the crab-stuffed mushrooms and the always popular chicken wings, along with some Aroma Dome beer from Black Spruce Brewing Company, plus their famous dinners, live entertainment, and, of course, free parking. Always a good time to be had at Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prue's in the studio here with Tom Bartels, the owner of House of Fire Pizza. Two locations, one in the
Northgate Square.
And the other one in?
College Campus Corner.
Now, your style of pizza and food service is not a, you're going to order the pizza and have it here in 5 or 10 minutes. You're a sit-down meal, enjoy the ambiance. The pizza you order is going to, we're going to craft this and be patient. You're what I call the half-hour seat, you know, the 20 minutes to 40 minutes before it arrives.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And understand that going in and enjoy it, because you've put together a really good ambiance for the sitting there and enjoying yourself.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. And, you know, part of it is that we talked about the entertainment value of, you know, watching the staff maybe toss a pizza dough. But but really, one of the things that we had to educate our consumer base is that we are definitely not the grab-and-go pizza. We don't sell by the slice. We're gonna craft your pizza in front of you. Mm-hmm. That's all part of the exposed kitchen, if you will, so you can see the fresh ingredients that we use.
And they're signature pizzas. I mean, these are top-quality signature pizzas.
Correct, yeah.
You know, your Mushroom Madness one?
Mm-hmm.
I love you. Sorry.
No problem.
You know,
again, the creation of our pies, I give credit to Milan. I stay in my lane, and he's the...
You let him have his.
Absolutely, and he does an outstanding job with that. So, but one of the things I want to mention, I'm glad you brought this up, is that, you know, our part of our experience is the whole dining, and it takes us at least a minimum... of 20 minutes to make a pizza order.
Now, there's something that got me mad when I was there.
Please do tell.
You had all these pizza people with these double-stacked pizza pies coming out, mm-hmm. and they looked so incredible, and I wasn't one of those people. I mean, the way you have it, you have that serving way to serve two pizza pies.
Sure.
It's, you know, the stack the elevator, what I call
right.
it. And it looks so good.
Yeah.
If you're getting, if you got a, you know, a table of four or more, and you're getting a double pie,
yeah.
the way you serve those looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
It really does. And that's my.
Well, I appreciate
that. And that was on me. That was on me.
we had to best utilize the space, the real estate on the table. So yeah we have trees, as we call them, that we'll stack two pizzas and serve them in a smaller footprint, if you will, and one on top of the other. But it has been something that we want to make sure that everyone knows that we're going to hand create your pizza. You could watch your pizza being created. We are an open kitchen. That's intentional. And each pie, when it goes into our brick oven, is gonna be done in usually, you know, 4 to 5 minutes. And served piping hot. So
now what got me about this is you say you're going New York style, but it's all Italian. Your restaurant's Italian.
Well, sure.
Just say it.
Sure, it is. Yeah.
Okay, because you know your other favorites, your 8-point Stromboli.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And the Stromboli is one that we didn't anticipate. It being as popular as it has become. And
when I was there, you know, I saw people coming in for the Stromboli.
Yeah, and I will give you the caution. Stromboli is our one item on our menu that takes the longest to prepare.
Yeah.
It's at least a 25-minute preparation. Well, but
yeah, you're handcrafting something that then you have to bake. And your pizza oven's at what, 650 degrees?
The brick oven is, and we start it there, the Stromboli's, but we move it to our deck oven because it would The outside would be
crisp,
and the inside would be barely done, so we have to bake it. And so, but it is something that's been quite popular, as well as our calzones. And again, you can build your own calzone. Calzone base.
That's what I was going to go after next. Calzone, the calzones.
Yeah, calzone base is our red sauce, mozzarella, and ricotta cheese. And then from there, you can add anything else that you would like to
the mushrooms. The mushrooms. Yeah. Pineapple, but that'd be gross.
Again,
but a person can do that.
To each his own.
You know, it's a lot of fun. Then you also have a really good Caesar salad.
So our Caesar salad is made in-house. We make our own dressing in-house. We make our own croutons in-house inside of our pizza dough as well. And so we season them and bake them in the oven. And so it, too, is from scratch.
Everything a person has is handcrafted, handmade. Mm-hmm. There is no open up a can and pour it on.
Nope.
They're slicing the mushrooms for you.
Yeah, we our mushrooms come in raw, and we saute them in
Now, tell me about your pepperoni. Let's just go to the pepperoni. Where do you get it from? You know, that stuff looks good.
Our pepperoni is very unique, and we actually, it's funny you should bring up pepperoni, because we insisted on finding a pepperoni that cups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by it?
When it fires this, yeah.
And it produces a cup appearance, and it retains the oil from the pepperoni inside.
Crisp on the edge.
Yep. And moist in the middle. And the thing is that was not by accident, because that's a difficult one. We, again, source that out of the...
was this part of your taste testing?
As you can tell. But it's got a nice little comforting bite to it,
yeah.
And we do. I think that we have an exceptional pepperoni.
You know, how many close failures did you have to put up with? It's not quite there, but that was good.
Too many to mention. Yeah.
You also have a pretzel.
We do. Mm-hmm. And again, our pretzels are not, say, your traditional pretzel, if you will, salt on the top.
There's nothing traditional.
You're right.
Yeah.
We serve our pretzels. It is made from our fermented dough. And our pretzels, I like to say, they're oversized. And we are served with marinara. And so now you can order a pretzel with one of our signature sauces for an additional fee, such as our buffalo sauce, which if you haven't tried that, I highly encourage you to do so.
Well, I've had the buffalo pizza. I got to try that. Yeah, I love your buffalo pizza.
Yeah, they do come with the marinara with them. So, yeah.
The dipping
sauce. Yes, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Now, I haven't had it yet, but I'm going to go there. You really make cannolis.
We do.
You had me at cannoli.
Yeah, I know.
When I saw the menu.
Leave the guns.
I forget everything. You had me at cannoli. You just don't get those up here.
Right. Now, the cannoli shells are the one thing that we had to source.
Yeah.
Just because we don't have the ability in our kitchen to make a shell.
Most, 99% of the people who sell cannolis don't.
Right. It's an art.
Yeah.
And so, but...
So find the artist.
That's right. We have... But everything else about the cannoli is a handmade scratch ingredients combination. So as well as I might mention the tiramisu, and that's our two desserts that we have on our menu is the cannoli and the tiramisu.
You're killing me. You know, that's like choosing your best child.
Well, I had to get the coffee dessert in there.
Yeah. of course. So you built the second one on the opposite of town to service that side of town, basically.
We did. You know, and Fairbanks has been – Fairbanks – let me just say Fairbanks and the community, North Pole and beyond, have been very supportive of our business. We're very thankful. We may have had business experience, but opening a restaurant, and my hat has, I've got a lot of respect for the local restaurant owners
and
the operators. They work hard every day. And And so the fact that we are on the east side of town and we have been battling road construction, as everybody over there has.
A bridge?
What bridge?
Yeah. Oh.
It's gone. Yeah. But we have continually been supported. We are so thankful and blessed. But the idea of expansion was always on the radar.
Yeah.
Maybe sooner, maybe later, but we wanted to make sure we had it dialed in first.
Yeah, once you had your standard there and the quality of the completion, then it's going to go to the next one. And I believe you chose very well a parking lot with lots of parking,
mm-hmm.
other businesses,
mm-hmm.
multiple restaurants.
Yep.
What's there? Two other restaurants in there?
There is.
There's two the Thai Place and Brewster's.
Brewster's, correct.
Yeah. So you have a good mix of tenancy there.
Mm-hmm. And it's a well-lighted parking lot, like you had indicated. Landlords have been great to work with, really appreciate the relationship early on, their patience. And so we always knew we wanted to get on that side of town, and we kicked the can at a lot of different locations until that one came about, because there's the closer to the military base, it separates the two entities by a fair amount of real estate, and so I think we're looking forward to some.
If you're in Olmeda, you have to make a decision where you're going. Am I going to the university or am I going to, the one over there off Old Stees?
Yeah.
That's about it.
I encourage you to try them both.
Yeah. Well, of course you do. So you originally build one. Then this thing called COVID hits.
Mm-hmm.
And before the world is out of COVID, they're just opening up the restaurants, and you're saying, okay, we're going to go for the second one.
Correct. Yeah.
Nothing like risk management.
Well, opportunity, I guess.
Yeah.
It was part of our discussions for sure as we were planning our future. But I will tell you, one thing is this, that the product, pizza, if you will, is designed to travel well. So when COVID hit, we definitely felt the impact, as did I think most, if not all, restaurants in our area. The one saving grace is that pizza has a historical value of being able to be delivered. So once we reorganized our business model and we're able to try to reinvent ourselves, if you will, we were able to come back. We're still not there yet, but we're doing better. And part of that process was, you got to have faith, you got to believe in what you're doing, and sometimes, the risk, hopefully, you're rewarded for, and I do believe that we will be.
I believe you are. You've got a great product, great locations, great visuals.
Mm.
People like to see the visual, the professional visual of their meal being prepared like that, mm-hmm. and they get to, mm-hmm. So, Tom, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, Dave,
really
thank
enjoyed
you.
This. I couldn't wait to present Fairbanks from House of Fire Pizza.
Dave, I really appreciate the time and the opportunity. I wish I could have brought Milan along with me, but thank you for your support, and thank you, Fairbanks North Pole and the entire community, for their continued support.
That is our show for today. I want to close it up by thanking our incredible sponsors, the Hoodoo Brewery, Best Beer in Fairbanks, Quality Sales, Gavora Fine Wines and Liquors, and Ivory Jack's. And Saturday night, they have Rib Night. And Fairbanks, you have a great Saturday night, and eat well.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Ivory Jack's, Quality Sales Food Service, and Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor.